I don't know if the Holy Family is an appropriate model for us as families. We seem so different than the Holy Family. The mother and wife, at least usually, or perhaps never, is a virgin. The son, if they have a child, is not the divine Son of God. And I don't think many of you wives out there think that your husbands are saints. So they're not quite the model for us, except in a few significant ways, they do model our family life. And if we look at the life of the Holy Family, the first, how many families here? I don't know. At some time during the raising of your children, have lost one of them, can't find out where the child is. That happened to them when they went to the temple to visit when the child was 12. They lost him, couldn't find him, and they got all upset. But he wasn't upset. He didn't think it was any big deal. He said, "You're looking for him. Didn't you know I'd be in my father's house?" But they bring him back to home. And he seems fine for most of his teenage years and into his young adulthood. And then he disappears. They don't know where he is. But they start to hear rumors. He's up in Capernaum. He's preaching up in Capernaum. So his mother decides, "I'm going to take his brothers and sisters, and we're going to go up and bring him back home." So they go up to Capernaum, and there they find him preaching, and they send word into the house where he's preaching, "We want him right now." And so they tell Jesus, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are out there, and they want to see you right now." But what does Jesus say? He's not making a big deal about it at all. He says, "Well, who are my mother, my brothers, and my sisters?" And he points to all those people that are listening to him. He says, "These are my mother, my brothers, and my sisters. Those who hear the word of God and keep it are mother, brother, and sister to me." Now, there is another way in which I think the Holy Family can be a good example to us. And that is, I don't know about your families, but it's rare that a family goes through life without experiencing any alienations within the family, wherever they might be. Something goes wrong. Something is said, something is done, and alienation sets in, and there doesn't seem to be any remedy for it. And I do believe that Jesus's entire existence and life gives us the remedy. But it's a very difficult remedy, even though it seems a very simple remedy. and that is forgiveness. It's the whole reason Jesus is born into the world, is for our forgiveness and reconciliation with God. And likewise, within our own families, we don't know what might it be that leads this to this alienation that sets in. But Jesus told a great story, one of the parables I love most, and I think you do too, the parable of the prodigal son. Here's the father, he has two sons. One son is just fine, works very hard, is very loyal to his father. But he has a younger brother who goes off and lives a very immoral life after he convinces his father to give him half of the family fortune. So he ends up broke. No money. He comes back to the father. And when the father sees him, the father is so excited to see him. He tells the servant, "We're going to have a big party. My son that was lost is found." And so he has this huge celebration. And you remember, I'm sure, the elder son is so angry. And the father says, "Wait a minute. You are my son, and all I have is yours. But he is your brother, and he was lost, and now he's been found. So we must rejoice." And that's such a beautiful parable of forgiveness. So I think maybe on this celebration of Holy Family, we should remember that Jesus, even when he was dying on the cross, forgave those who put him there. Even when he was dying on the cross, he forgave the thief who was dying with him on the cross. That for Jesus, the number one reason he came into the world was that we would forgive. And of course, we all say the prayer that he taught us. "Forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us." And so maybe the best way to celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family is to look within our own families and see if there's any healing that might be possible where there's been some kind of alienation that set in. I know it's very difficult because I have a situation in my family that we haven't been able to resolve. They're never easy to resolve. But what a joy when that alienation is over and we really appreciate and love one another once again.